This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get the latest from Green Bay from Mike Clemens. Brought to you by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Watch the Green Bay games at Jim Dandy's with $2 domestic taps, $3 rails, and $4 imports, plus free food at halftime. JimDandysGrill.com.
Penalties help, especially on Will Harris, as Aaron Jones is loose. Aaron Jones, he's headed for the end zone, and he's going to be in with a Packer touchdown. A 75-yard dash from Aaron Jones to start the second half.
Pretty much when I just saw the two safeties split and I was running down the middle of them, and I knew they could only get an arm on me, and I pretty much knew from then on that it was to the house.
There he is, Aaron Jones, highlight courtesy of Fox 6. Joining us now, he is Mike Clemens in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hey, Sparky. Hey, Big Show.
Hey, Michael.
How's it going, man?
It's good. It's just Gary and I here for the last half hour. Aaron Jones, though, man, he obviously was beast mode, I guess you could say, on Sunday, which just means the cash register sound effects are just popping left and right every time he touches the ball right now.
So the ball he takes up the middle just off of Corey Linsley's left side for 75 yards. When he gets about 7 yards away, you say, oh. And then now, you know, you get out the stopwatch. Let's see what he can do with this. And as he said, the safeties were split. But it's like, all right. I mean, we haven't seen that kind of a burst from a starting running back for the Green Bay Packers since Amon Green. And I still think that Amon had just some sort of afterburner. If he got that kind of a space, that might be even a step faster than anybody else. You know, Ryan Grant had busted one for 45 yards against the Bears one time. Amon had this one in 2004 for 90 yards against the Cowboys. Amon Green also had this one in McCarthy's first year. Remember, they were, you know, trying to get that zone blocking scheme in, and Jeff Jagodzinski, you know, and traces back to the Broncos, and they were struggling. So we're down in Miami. Chad Clifton gets some bad seafood the night before and has to scratch the next morning because he's sick. They got to kick out Darren College out to left tackle, and Jason Taylor's. Cliff Sanders says, oh, he's going to get killed. And he did in the first couple of series. But they got that zone blocking scheme down, and Amon Green busted one out to the left for 75 yards. And I remember Jagodzinski just jumping up and down because after 6 or 7 weeks, they'd finally got that thing going. And I think that's the way this group feels now, too, that they have got it going, the timing with the offensive linemen, with the pre-snap motion and everything. And then on top of that, you know, you got Aaron Jones, they're sending him out as a wide receiver, and now he's high-pointing the ball.
Yep.
He's high-pointing the ball and yards after the catch. And he's taken some shots in the second half. When you look at the tape, I mean, the Lions, they didn't care. They were punishing. They had some brutal hits on him, and he still got up and kept on going. So with 168 yards on the ground and another 68 in the air and three touchdowns, again, Aaron Jones was asked, okay, so if Alvin Kamara gets paid and the Vikings pay Dalvin Cook, do you think you're in that category?
I mean, I think I'm close to the same caliber player as those guys. So I don't know how the cap and all that works, but I do think I'm right there in the range of those guys. Anytime I get in the end zone, I like the Lambeau Leap. It's a tradition we have here. And definitely miss the fans. Just the pats on the helmet, the pats on the back, them screaming. So hopefully I picked up some sponsors, you know, and leaping on FedEx and Invisalign.
There you go, Michael. Those comments there by Aaron Jones. I really am surprised at this point that nobody has jumped on the sunglasses thing. He kind of looks like Randy Macho Man Savage's sunglasses back from the 80s and early 90s with the sunglasses. He keeps putting them on the sidelines. He must be angling for a deal from Oakley or somebody at this point.
You know what? He's a really smart kid, and I bet he's got some pretty smart representation. And he just likes to have fun. Last year he was wearing the sombrero, right? Literally a tip of the cap.
And he still wears it going into stadiums, I think.
Yeah, back to El Paso and all that. But you know something? You could take a picture of him when he's doing these interviews with us on the Zoom, and you put that up, and you know you get a couple of dozen likes. You put a picture of him with those sunglasses, you get 150-20 likes, you know, in 15 minutes. It just pops on social media. And I think it's a marketing thing, you know. He's strutting it. He's trying to create some stir and some, you know, national attention for himself. Besides just having some fun along the way, I think it's smart. I think it's marketing. I think it's calculated. And this guy is doing everything you should to try and get some attention to yourself, media wise, football wise, and all that. To get a deal. Are they going to sign him? I mean, they gave Amon Green a contract that, you know, a couple of generations ago. But that's the big question. Are they going to do that? Are they going to take care of your guy Bakhtiari? I thought that was a great comment he had at the end of the interview with you guys. And I think you guys made some great points today about, all right, so where are the Packers missing from that draft? You know, should they have gotten maybe a wide receiver? I thought that Brandon Ayuk kid was a guy that could have fallen to the Packers. And you know who took him just before Green Bay was the 49ers. And he was inactive week one with a hamstring. The other day against the Jets, he had two catches for 21 yards. So, you know, they're bringing him along. But you talk about this draft, you got A.J. Dillon on the field. I mean, those four or five carries, I don't know if you saw that at the end of the game, he was hurting people at running back. Josiah DeGuerra, now he's inactive but because of an injury. But, man, I thought he looked great against the Vikings. And they had him lined up. He's a smart kid. They had him lined up all over. That's your tight end of the future. And then you got Kamal Martin, who's on IR right now. But, you know, we said, hey, look at this kid, fifth-round pick. There's your starting inside linebacker alongside Christian Kirksey. And now look at John Runyon. He's now been in two games having to fill in at right guard. So that's four players that have helped you, and you're 2-0 off of this year's draft. That's a pretty good draft, right?
Yeah, I would think so, Mike. And, you know, we're staying with the offensive line. I mean, you look at the last game with Ricky Wagner. He came in, I thought, played really well, blocked really well, one holding penalty. But you better hold if your band's going to be hitting Aaron Rodgers. But to me, they may be the unsung hero of this team so far, with just only two games in, the way they moved a lot of guys around and still been able to put up a ton of yards.
Well, you're winning games, and you're giving rookies experience at the same time. So in case you really need them at the end of the year, they've already got those snaps in. And you guys are right about DJ Metcalf. There was personal things in his background why he dropped the way he did in the draft. But we saw him at Combine. He was just ridiculous with that build. John Schneider takes the chance on him, and here he is now a couple of years. And he's a total weapon for Russell Wilson for the Seahawks. You know, there's 30 teams that should have taken that guy. Patrick Queen, the linebacker from LSU, he looks great. And he was taken two picks later by the Baltimore Ravens. He would have been a nice addition to your defense, but you went with the Christian Kirksey route. And then the CeCe Lamb, I think you guys already talked about that. He's playing for McCarthy, 17th round pick. They would have had to give away a whole bunch of picks in order to move up to get him because he went early in the draft. So all in all, though, these are, you know, your needs now are still right now are on that defensive line. My gosh, you know, Dean Lowry, Lancaster getting thrown about. Lancaster had a cheap shot on a cut block, that you know, a lot that LaFleur was talking about. He came out and said it was dirty, illegal. So
Bakhtiari said the same thing during when we talked to him today.
Yeah, yeah. So, and in terms of your injuries, Davante Adams came off to the sideline, had to tweak the hamstring, told LaFleur he wanted to go back in the game. They're up by two touchdowns. LaFleur said, you know, hang on. We're doing okay.
Just
we're doing
hang
okay.
On. Hang
we
on
got
minute,
yeah. We got New Orleans next week, you know?
Yeah, hang on
let's,
a minute.
Let's see how this
star.
Goes.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't sound, you know, you don't know till the next day, right, Gary, when it comes
right.
to the hamstring?
Right.
And
you become sore.
And then, you know, Corey Linsley, your center, it's either a thumb or the hand, and you don't know. We have no idea how severe it is, just that he left the game with his. And when you ask LaFleur about it, he's like, yeah, well, it's pretty hard to play center if you can't snap the football. So we're watching that. Lucas Patrick, you know, came in and filled in at center. And Tyler Irvin was being evaluated with a concussion at the end of the game. He was your, you know, your returner, and obviously they use him as a fourth or fifth wide receiver. So we'll see what goes on with concussion. Interesting to note that Josh Jackson, the defensive back, he returned the punt, not Chandler Sullivan, when Tyler Irvin went down. So they gave Jackson a snap at that to take a look at it. But other than that, Lane Taylor just got put on injured reserve, finally. I thought that might happen Saturday afternoon. They'd make one of those roster moves and bring some guy up from practice squad that might, you know, see some action. But he was just put on injured reserve. They also injured reserve a guy named Greg Roberts. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. This is a guy I've been looking standing on the sidelines for almost 2 years. He had an abdominal injury last year, and they kept bringing him back, except he showed up to this camp, tested positive for COVID. They just released him from the practice squad. He's 6'5" out of Baylor. I think they thought he was going to be maybe a good prospect at outside linebacker, but they've given up on him after a year and a half or so. But offensive line, if Corey Linsley can't go, it'll be Lucas Patrick at center, and then maybe they can get Billy Turner back. And I think Rick Wagner actually played pretty well against the Lions at right tackle.
Yeah, we all agreed with that. We all thought Wagner played well in that game for certain. Running, I thought, has done fine in the two games that he's played as well. And, you know, we want to rush Billy Turner back in there, but I think running held his own both weeks.
I agree. So depending on when Turner's knee gets better, Billy Turner's knee, I think he's looking at probably, you know, once this thing settles down, I think he's looking at going back to right guard, and Rick Wagner should be okay at right tackle.
You know, the other thing about this, Mike, is as we get closer to this trade deadline and so forth, and Leroy said that he thinks there'll be some eye-popping moves here around the National Football League, especially with all these injuries going down, with teams that are healthy trying to make some moves to realign themselves. Do you expect the Packers to be busy?
Or giving up something to get something?
We're no, right. Yeah, make
I
a
mean,
trade.
I think they're pretty deep at wide receiver, man. You know? I mean, I actually think that the Packers maybe something they'd give up in that department. But, I'd love to see him give up a draft pick to get somebody big for the defensive line. Absolutely.
And, Gary, absolutely. You know, you talk about those big defensive linemen in a 3-4 defense. You don't have to give up a ton, probably, to get one of those big guys to help you on the line.
Just one, because you know what? I'm watching the Lions line up. And by the way, you know, the Lions, they control the first 10 minutes of the game. They didn't have the ball more than 5 minutes for the remaining quarters of the game. I don't know. It's because Aaron Rodgers kept them on the field, and they started completing those passes. But it's funny how it was 10 minutes to 5 minutes in the first quarter, and then lopsided the rest of the game, time of possession. But there's this one play, and you see AP, Adrian Peterson, line up. And then you see them, the Lions make a little shift to the left. And all it is a right tackle up against Montrevious Adams, and he just had him for lunch. And AP just walks. I could have run that. Walks to the outside, picks up about 15 yards downfield. I mean, Montrevious is out there with some kind of a turf toe or something like that. He's had foot injuries a couple of years. You know, he's not going to help them any. And that's the kind of guy that they need. Essentially replace him, because it's going to be a long time if he can give them anything. And I think they were so high on him last year coming into camp, and he just had a so-so season.
I think Plucker had said that they reinstated Muhammad Wilkerson today, the National Football League. Do you think there'd be any interest there, Mike?
Not after he was arrested at 3 o'clock in the morning in Manhattan in his Rolls Royce for a DUI. I don't think so.
So you don't think anybody will deal with it? All right, Michael, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Big Show.
There he is, Michael Clemens on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion outgrown your home, Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.